Foreign ministers from countries on the UN Security Council are arriving in New York today for a special council session. Tomorrow, the Security Council will hear an update from the chief UN weapons inspector on Iraq's level of compliance with UN demands to disarm. Members of the council are bitterly divided on what to do, but it's starting to become clear that the United States, Britain, and Spain have failed to muster the 9 votes for a new resolution that would presumably lead to military action. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins us now from New York. Vicky, British diplomats are floating the idea of some sort of compromise on the resolution. Where does that stand?
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw held a news conference this afternoon at UN headquarters, and he said that when this draft resolution was introduced, Britain made it clear that it was willing to discuss the wording. Straw said that Britain still is prepared to consider any constructive suggestions as long as the principle behind the resolution is left intact. And the resolution has 2 basic elements. It finds Iraq in material breach of UN resolutions, and it also concludes that Iraq has failed to seize a final chance to disarm peacefully.
So do we have any details on what sort of compromise the British are considering?
Jack Straw didn't really go into it, but reports out of London indicate that the idea is to include some sort of short deadline in the resolution for Iraq to come into full active compliance with the United Nations. That's similar to a proposal put forward by Canada, which is not on the council. Canada has suggested giving Iraq until the end of March to meet some very specific tests. The United States in the past has rejected that concept, but that was before France, Russia, and now China said they would block any resolution that authorizes war. U.S. diplomats so far have refused to comment on the British talk of an amendment until after President Bush holds a news conference this evening.
The French, the Russians, and Chinese all have veto power on the council. They've all indicated this week that they're prepared to exercise that veto. Are there any signs they might change their minds?
Not based on their public comments, and they haven't specifically used the word veto, but their public statements over the last couple of days have gotten increasingly harsh. But a veto, of course, could have implications for all of their relations with Washington as well as Washington's relations with them. A veto also carries the risk that if there's war, those who block the resolution could be shut out of the reconstruction of Iraq. Now, that cuts 2 ways. Those who are blocked, those who are shut out of the reconstruction effort, could suffer economically, especially Russia, which has extensive oil contracts in Iraq. But a veto also could mean that the United States and its allies would be carrying the entire cost of the war as well as the cost of reconstruction on their own.
Vicky, the Bush administration has repeatedly warned the Security Council to enforce its authority or risk losing all credibility. How do the Security Council members view that?
They're extremely concerned about it. They know that if the council remains divided and fails to act in this case, it could undermine the council's effectiveness in the future, especially its ability to act as the main guarantor of international peace and stability. But the United States has vetoed plenty of resolutions in the past, as have the Russians, and the council has survived.
And tomorrow, what do we expect to hear from the weapons inspectors?
The proceedings will be very similar to the previous reports to the council by the inspectors. They'll give an oral presentation of their latest findings, which the council already has in writing. The 15 council members then have a chance to make public comments. 11 of them will be represented by their foreign ministers, which shows how seriously everyone views this. Secretary of State Colin Powell will represent the U.S. And then after that public session, the council will go behind closed doors, and that is where the real debate's going to take place.
Thanks, Vicky.
Thank you.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara in New York.